Is there any such thing as sin? Frequently, when I touch this subject, my meaning is ignorantly or maliciously misconstrued. Christian Science Mind Healing lifts with a steady arm and cleaves sin with a broad battle axe. It gives the lie to sin in the spirit of truth. But other theories make sin true. Jesus declared that the devil was a liar and the father of it. A lie is negation, alias nothing, or the opposite of something. Good is great and real. Hence, its opposite, named evil, must be small and unreal. When this sense is attained, we shall no longer be the servants of sin and shall cease to love it. The domination of good destroys the sense of evil. To illustrate, it seems a great evil to belie and belittle Christian Science and persecute a cause which is healing its thousands and rapidly diminishing the percentage of sin. But reduce this evil to its lowest terms, nothing, and slander loses its power to harm. For even the wrath of man shall praise him. The reduction of evil in science gives the dominance to God and must lead us to bless those who curse, that thus we may overcome evil with good. If the Bible and my work, Science and Health, had their rightful place in schools of learning, they would revolutionize the world by advancing the kingdom of Christ. It requires sacrifice, struggle, prayer, and watchfulness to understand and demonstrate what these volumes teach, because they involve divine science with fixed principle, a given rule, and unmistakable proof.